Proclamation number 3566 of 3rd of October, 1945. Right intercourse with the spiritual world. The right contact with the spiritual forces of the kingdom of the beyond will always be approved by God, for it is already to be regarded as striving upwards. It is well suited to impart the right instructions which are helpful to the soul and can bring it maturity on earth. The human being also initiates the right contact unconsciously if his thoughts deal with things which lie outside of earthly life, which project into the spiritual kingdom and can therefore only be truthfully guided by the spiritual kingdom. The desire for enlightenment is already the establishing of the connection with spiritual forces through thoughts. And the thoughts of man are now influenced by these. Whether knowing or ignorant spiritual forces are at work depends on the human being's will. An ignorant spiritual being will never confront a person who desires the pure truth in order to instruct him, because the human being himself, through his desire for truth, erects barriers which ignorant forces of the spiritual kingdom cannot break down. Moreover, the beings of light, the bearers of truth, are close to the human being and their influence is truly stronger and penetrates the human being's heart, who feels and receives them as thoughts. People don't know how closely the earthly world is connected to the spiritual world apart from the few enlightened ones who are in realization and to whom this realization from the spiritual kingdom has been imparted by bearers of truth. People are constantly surrounded by spiritual forces, for their efforts are constantly directed towards human souls which they try to win over for themselves. And so, understandably, light and dark figures are also close to earth, and both struggle for the souls. But it is up to the human being himself to determine the spiritual leaders for his time on earth through his will. The human being himself grants access to the forces which fulfill his desire. Thus, if the human being desires the pure truth, the bearers of light will be his companions on earth. If he is indifferent to this and his whole being does not strive towards God, the dark forces will have the upper hand and they will also lead his thinking astray. The human being does not know what thought actually is, and therefore he often denies the connection with the spiritual world or forbids it as harmful to the human being. And yet he himself constantly establishes the connection with the spiritual world as soon as he is mentally active in a direction which concerns the supernatural. For then he is in the realm of spiritual emanation which touches the human being in the form of thoughts. The beings of the spiritual kingdom also seek to make themselves known to people in order to either admonish and warn them or to entrap them even more into error. If they are beings of darkness who find access to people through their desire, all immature spiritual substances, whether on earth or in the beyond, strive towards each other, and thus the immature spiritual substances from the kingdom of the beyond also press people on earth who are in the same state of maturity, and they try to make themselves noticed in order to be able to work more successfully. These connections should be suppressed if possible. The spiritual beings should not be given the opportunity to make themselves known in an obvious way since they already exert enough mental influence which is harmful for the human soul. For those are the dead whom God has forbidden to question because they only spread lies and error since they are spiritually dead. But those who live in the light, who are receivers of strength and thus stand in the truth, can constantly be called upon for their care, for mental enlightenment, for succor. This is pleasing to God, for as representatives of truth they are commissioned by God to instruct people, and blessed is he who accepts their teachings, who frequently establishes contact with the spiritual kingdom, who believes in the strength of the beings of light and desires the truth for the sake of truth itself. For this person strives towards God and is also introduced by God Himself into the knowledge of pure truth. As soon as he shapes his being himself such that the bearers of truth have access to him. For God sets a condition for those who seek him, that they live in love and strive to fulfill God's will. Then he will let himself be found and distribute the gifts of the spiritual kingdom, purest truth and light and power. For God is a God of love who does not want humanity to walk in ignorance and who therefore gives people every opportunity to make contact with the kingdom of truth if they earnestly desire it. Amen.